I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports. On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
But I guess you never knew.
As promised, he is Jimmy Patsos, Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls brought to you by BetQL. Get access to data at Inside Sportsbooks. Don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Coach Patsos, how you doing, man?
Hey, look, I'm always happy to be on with you guys. You know that. I love Memphis as a city, but I love you guys as a basketball community. And remember, it's not just the Grizz who I love. I did them twice this year, youngest team in the league. But I think it's Penny Hardaway's year to jump up and make a run in the NCAA. And I was lucky enough to play in that arena a few times, the FedEx Forum, and also in the old pyramid. So happy to be on the show, my man.
Yeah,
so
pleasure to have you, brother.
So on that Penny Hardaway, his name came up in NBA circles yesterday. Adrian Wojnarowski reported that teams are sort of doing their due diligence on him and that he is going to get offers to interview for NBA coaching jobs. What do you make of Penny Hardaway as an NBA head coach candidate?
The NBA is about the top couple of players and whether they like the coach. You know, here we have Scott Brooks, who's done a great job, you know, handling the Russell Westbrook-John Wall trade. Well, he was tight with Russell Westbrook. Bradley Beal likes Scott Brooks. You know, Thibodeau's got a young team. My favorite coach of the year is Nate McMillan down at the Hawks. They needed discipline. They needed some basic fundamentals taught, defense, pass the ball. And he's got Trae Young to do it. He's got Herter to play defense. He's got Gallinari accepting his role. So being a former player and a little bit of a taskmaster is okay. I think that I saw Penny Hardaway coach several times. I saw him in his first tournament for the American Conference. I saw him turn that thing around because it was packed down there. You hosted it. Wichita State was in at Cincinnati because I do work for Under Armour. We have those schools. I saw him coach at Cincinnati. They lost it over time, but it was a great job. I saw him coach at Temple. So he's clearly got the coaching in college, I think, helped him. Usually I would say college coaches going to pros. It's tough. You know, Calipari, there's been a bunch of guys, Lon Kruger, the John Beilein disaster in Cleveland, all that stuff. But Penny, he's got a way about him. He's got a feel about him. I don't know if he wants to leave Memphis because that's his home. I know the Grizzlies, you know, they're clearly happy with their coach right now because things went really well, you know, but that can change. But to just go to, let's say, you know, another team like Sacramento, or does he want to move to Boston? Hey, I grew up in Boston. If Penny Hardaway was picked to coach the Celtics right now, I'd be very happy. But is that realistic for what he wants to do in his life? I don't know him well enough. I will say this, him and Juwan Howard are doing good. Mm-hmm. You know, some guys are struggling. Jerry Stackhouse, I've seen his name. There's some other coaches that are pro coaches that aren't doing quite as well. We are friends with Eddie George. Eddie George is taking over the football program at Tennessee State. It would not shock me at all if Eddie George coached at Tennessee State for a little while and then became an NFL coach. Penny Hardaway, on the other hand, he sort of seems to have his pick. But do I think he could do it? Definitely. But I think being the head coach of the Memphis Tigers has helped him for a little while. I really think that that's helped him oh, you know, just figure out some things, calling timeouts, you know, dealing with referees, you know, just planning practice. It's one thing to be a high school coach and all that, but traveling, I actually think it's a great indoctrination, and it would not surprise me if he took the job because of the prestige of coaching in the NBA. On the other hand, he may have the best job in college for what he wants to do. And if Memphis Grizzlies decided they wanted to have him coach, I think that, and I like Taylor Jenkins, nothing, that's different from him moving, because the Memphis Tigers was his dream job. The league is getting better. The American was helped by Houston going to the Final Four. I've always thought, I'm not a big SEC, Pac-12, Big Ten getting 9 and 10 teams, and I think it's kind of BS. Like, you can't take more than half the league. On the American, on the other hand, has been a little bit, they've got stiffed a little. You know, Wichita State was on the butt. They made the bubble last year. Memphis should have made it, since he's good at usually another coaching change. What Kelvin Sampson doing great, Tulsa, Temple. So if that becomes a 4 or 5 bid league, which it should be, that's my point about that is the NCAA, and they're screwed up in a million ways, but they do a lot of good things, but that's one thing I don't like. I'd rather see the American fourth team in. I'd rather see SMU and Tulsa get in. It's for more interesting. And the long point of this whole story is, if he can get to the NCAA every year and turn the Memphis Tigers into a really desirable place, which he does, because he's got Arturo Morris and Amari Knox coming from Barwood and some other guys, he can probably get some of Team Bad and Bobby Mays AAU kids regularly. Why leave? Because it's only 36 games. It's your hometown. You're very happy that you have a chance to win the national title, let alone make a run in the NCAA, which I think he's building towards. It may be a better job than the grind of the NBA and having to move to Boston or whoever else is open, maybe Orlando. Orlando, because of, you know, he played there. But right. Sorry for the long answer, but it's a complicated question.
Absolutely.
But my thing is, he has a really good job right now, and he's doing a really good job at the job he has. So I would be a little weary of leaving that.
To your point, Coach, right? You feel like you're close. You just won an NIT, which you're hoping is sort of the stepping stone to the next step, which is getting Memphis back in the tournament on a regular basis. You're close. You feel like you're close right now. And Coach, if you're looking at this from a career standpoint, I'm putting you in Penny's shoes. Money's certainly not an issue. You're rich. Hell, you got a signature shoe line. Don't you feel like if I get the job done at Memphis, that you know, how attractive I am to the NBA right now will still be the case, maybe even more so, that I get the job done now and the NBA will be there rather than leaving the job, not having completed it, Memphis, go to the NBA, and who knows how long you last there. Thinking your spot at Memphis with the Tigers going to be back open, you don't know what the next guy's going to do. I just wonder, from a timing standpoint, Coach, you're in his shoes, right? Seems like, okay, get the job done here, and if I do what I think I'm going to do, that NBA will still be there for me at 50, about to be 50 years old.
It's funny. I was just going to ask you how old he was. I thought he was like 45, so he's older than a couple. Absolutely. And I agree with you guys completely that I would stay there, complete the job.
Yeah, man.
Like I said, if it was going bad, look, Stackhouse and Vandy, that's a mess.
Yes.
It's not his fault. He took a bad job. There's an academic component. They don't have quite the facilities. And the SEC basketball has really improved. It's my favorite tournament. I used to go to the Big East. I used to go there. You know, I've been to the ACC because I coached there 13 years. Big Ten in Chicago. Nothing compares. The camaraderie, the fun. I love Nashville. Going to the pond in between games. Going out, maybe having a drink or two. I'm not supposed to say that, but I do. After the games are over, Nashville, the SEC. What a great situation. But the basketball's gotten better. Pearl's got draft picks. You know, Calipari's always going to be good. Florida, Ole Miss is picking it up. Mississippi State now has Ben Howland. Like Tennessee and what Rick Barnes is doing, you know, he's got Keon Johnson and Jaden Springer who's going to get drafted. So I'm a big Rick Barnes fan, huge, because he works for Gary Williams. But there's all kinds of good teams. And all of a sudden, you kind of watch and say, can Memphis help? Memphis is the anchor of the American Conference. And my point is this. Those college jobs are good. It's really fun. And you guys are going to host the tournament. Like, these things all come into play. But most important is, he's winning. And my point about that was, like, Vandy's a hard job. Memphis is a great job.
Yeah.
Like, Larry Finch, and I know the history. Larry Finch's wedding was on TV. I mean, that's how important Larry Finch is to your town. To John Calipari. Okay, Josh did well. He had a little rocky start. You know, Tubby wasn't the smoothest of times. That's okay. But the arc of Memphis State, I grew up watching Kirk Lee. I mean, he was just. You've had an unbelievable. Gary Williams, who I worked for, lost to that Memphis team. Andre Turner, I think, was the guard. And yeah. Memphis has had an unbelievable run with Penny. They could get there and stay there, a la Gonzaga. It's okay to not be in the SEC, even though the SEC is great. It could knock you down a day. He could turn that thing in where they're playing Kentucky in a non-conference. They come and play Maryland. They go out and play Gonzaga as the lesser of the Big Five. But it gives you a lot of flexibility. Yeah, Dana Kirk was who I was thinking of. He was the coach when they made that run. And Baskerville Holmes, you've had such a great history. If Penny, he's an inch from tweaking that. He's a Sweet 16 Final Four run to where every kid, not just in Memphis and Tennessee and maybe the Mississippi or Louisiana stretch into Texas, he'd get a New York City kid, you know, in which he had in Precious Achiuwa. He can get a Chicago kid, but he can turn into a Gonzaga where he's 30-5 every year with a lot less travel, a great pro arena, a good enough league because of Houston, because of Cincy, because of Tulsa, which is an SMU. You got major cities, Dallas. Why leave that for a risky proposition mm-hmm. when you don't have any players in Orlando? And maybe you pick a better job. Maybe you go to the national title. Him and Juwan Howard, if they win, can probably get any job they want because of the coaching experience. But at 50, I mean, 82 games is a lot. I mean, you guys have it down there. You watch it right in your face, you know. And whether it's John Moran or Dylan Brooks or Kyle Anderson or Jared Jackson, I love Valanciunas. I do want to ask you guys what you think's happened to Brandon Clark because I know the Wizards would love to have him. Desmond Bane was a great pick at 30. But that's 82 games, preseason, travel, all over. He's got a great life, and he's molding young men. And I think, this is just me on my soapbox, that kids need to go to school for 1 year and maybe two. Yeah, the G League thing's all right, or they might go to Australia. I think it should be two and done, and I think there's no better mentor than Penny Hardaway, and that he is close to turning Memphis into a Gonzaga. And I say that because it's a power that's not the Power Five. I would stay at Memphis. That's me.
So Jimmy,
meeting Memphis Tigers.
Yeah, man.
So
right move.
One of the things that Penny is trying to do now, I reported this week, is that he's trying to bring in Larry Brown. Now, he tried to do this when he got the job in 2018. The university's athletic director at the time said, I am not going to be the athletic director that hires Larry Brown. It ain't happening. Well, that AD is gone. There's a new regime in here, and they are now in the process of trying to dot the I's and cross the T's and get that taken care of. What do you think about the idea of Penny Hardaway hiring Larry Brown as an assistant coach?
If Larry Brown doesn't take the job, I will, because I coached 27 years in college. Tell Penny I'm available. I think having a veteran coach like him can only help you. Look, Phil Jackson was a good coach, but he had Michael Jordan, and he had Shaq and Kobe. He also had Tex Winter. It's good to have someone that knows what's going on in a different sense, because Penny knows what's going on, clearly. He's a great player. He's done a good job. Watched him coach. Larry Brown, to me, great guy. I know him. I know his wife. Larry Brown coached in the ABA, don't forget. Tough guy. He's won every week. He took UCLA and Rocket Rod Foster to the NCAA Final Four. What he did at Kansas, winning with Danny Manning. But SMU, he had them. All right. You might have to keep a little eye on him.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's not going recruiting.
Right.
He's past that.
Right.
And by the way, a lot of that stuff, hey, I said the NCAA does some good stuff. They do some dumb stuff, too.
100%.
Like, oh, Larry Brown gave a kid a ride or this or that. I don't care about any of that stuff. He's really good for the game. I was with him in Seattle last year. I'm a Ravens guy. We went on a trip to see them beat, by the way, the Seattle Seahawks. My guy Lamar Jackson, we won't go there. We'll save that for football season. But I got to go to practice at Washington. Washington played Oregon in football. Bigger rivalry. I'm not a West guy. But before the Washington-Oregon game and before the Seattle Seahawks-Ravens game, they had an open practice at 9 a.m. at Washington, and Larry Brown was there. I was with Ed Pinckney. I'm not name-dropping. I just happened to be around some great historical guys. Larry Brown was unbelievable. He's a great teacher. He has patience. He's a detailed guy, but he can really teach the game. And maybe sometimes if it's a father or grandfather teaching you, you're not going to be as mad. You know, Penny probably has to do the disciplinary and yelling and sometimes get motivation guys to play hard. Larry can teach. He's a great teacher, but he loves the game of basketball. Make no mistake about it. And I think it'd be fantastic for the community. You know, it's just, I think it would be a really, really good story. And I think that's the type of thing that can put you over the edge to becoming a Gonzaga-type program. And I think I totally endorse Larry Brown. What does anybody care what I think? But I know basketball, and he's a great teacher. I saw him in the finals propel Iverson and the group to the finals. That team, Eric Snow, and they didn't really have anybody on their team. And I think Aaron McKee was playing the three. And you're talking about Allen Iverson and Larry Brown were the reason they got to the finals. So yep. I think if Penny wants to do it, and by the way, it should be Penny's call. If Penny's happy with it and he's comfortable with it, that's his job.
Agreed.
To win games. Yep. And let Penny make – Penny knows what he's doing. Let him make the decision.
How specifically do you think Larry helps Penny? Like what, you know what I'm saying? Like on the surface, of course, like the basketball mind, everything he's accomplished, the only coach to have won an NBA championship and a college basketball championship. But like in practice, how does it look in terms of Larry helping Penny at Memphis?
You know, it's a great question. And you have to see Larry in action. And I don't know what type of coach. Now, see, we weren't available to go out, or I would have asked Penny Hardaway to come to practice. Like I go to Calipari's practice. Of course, I go to the Under Armour schools practices, but I see a lot of different guys. Mm-hmm. Kermit Davis is a really good coach down the road from you at Ole Miss. Great X and O. Great. He's a great drill teacher, Kermit Davis. So he has great drills to make guys better. Larry Brown, he will watch tape. He breaks down the inbounds play to where it's precise. It's not the first look. Let that develop. It's not the second look. It's now the big man who set two screens diving to the basket for a dunk. He's really good at like the little intricacies. I haven't watched what Penny's strength is. Like Gary Williams, for instance, was really good at running and pressing. He made guys better, but he focused on the first team. So I had to be more of a scouting coach. I had to put in the other team's plays. I had to develop the eighth, ninth, and tenth men and see if I could get them ready in a year. So I'd have to know what Penny Hardaway's situation is before I assessed what he could help him with, because maybe he needs no help. Maybe he just wants support.
Hey, Jimmy, man, great stuff.
Love having
always.
You on every week, Jimmy.
Absolutely.
Thank you for this, Coach.
We'll pick up NBA next week, man. Appreciate the time, as always.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I had Brandon Clark coming to the Wizards, but we never got to him.
Well, we got to get Beal back, Coach.
Yeah,
you going to throw
Bradley
Beal in
Beal,
there? We'll give
100%.
You a Utah's first-round pick here in a couple of years. You're going to send Beal back? I doubt it, right?
Hey, look, I love Beal, but this is for next week, and your Memphis team did great in the playoffs, I can't wait to talk to you guys again. Thanks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.